Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We're asking, should frequent flyers pay more? Those who jet set off every 2 or 3 months, should they have to pay more for their flights than the person who maybe takes one annual holiday a year? Take a listen to Aoife O'Leary. She's the CEO of the environmental law and policy group Opportunity Green.
So basically, aviation pays very little in terms of taxes. So there's no VAT. As you know, when you go to book a flight, you don't pay that compared to when you're buying almost anything else. Like, you'd probably be paying that on that great lunch you're going to have on a Friday afternoon. Similarly, when you fill up your car, you pay any amount of taxes, really. But when Michael O'Leary fills up his airplanes, he doesn't pay any tax on that fuel. And considering everything we know about climate change and how damaging aviation is, this really has to end. And also, when you think about the impacts of climate change and the amount of money we're going to need to be able to retrofit the homes across Ireland. So we have done a calculation on the basis that if Ireland brought in the same taxes that the UK had on aviation, which are relatively reasonable, you could generate 6 billion over 5 years. And that would actually be enough to retrofit about 12,000 homes.
Yeah. And that Opportunity Green group that Aoife O'Leary is from, they're calling for the government to scrap what they describe as the country's aviation's free pass on climate and to introduce this air travel tax to ensure that the sector basically pays its fair share for the level of pollution that it's causing. Sive O'Neill is with me on the line today. Sive is an independent climate and environment researcher and contributor to the Irish Times. Are you in favour of a frequent flyer levy?
I am. I think it's an excellent idea. And I think, you know, it's possible to design these kind of instruments in a way that doesn't unduly discriminate against people who only fly once a year or so, because that's normally the reaction that a lot of people find, that they the discussion makes them feel judged, or, you know, that they shouldn't be flying at all. When in fact we need to think about how to regulate aviation's impact on the environment and on climate change. Now, when you buy a ticket at the moment, you are paying airport tax.
Mm.
So what Aoife is referring to there is a different type of tax, which would be a kind of a climate tax that would go directly to the exchequer. And the reality is, we did have something like this in the past. Way back in 2009, Transport Minister, the then Transport Minister Noel Dempsey, introduced a 10 euro tax on airline tickets. And this was cancelled then by Leo Varadkar in 2014. Now, it was I think it was a mistake to cancel that, because it's very hard to reintroduce taxes. And you know how people are understandably very sensitive to anything that's going to increase the cost. But the charges we pay for aviation, essentially, and I heard Michael O'Leary there talking about the fabulous profits Ryanair is making. What we pay for aviation is kind of generally going to the airport and to the airline. And it's not contributing to the government's climate action fund at all.
Is 10 euro enough, though?
Well, it probably isn't enough. And obviously, it would be worth a lot less now than it was then. But the thing is that we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that we should remember that, you know, we're virtually alone worldwide in not imposing an airline tax. Germany, Austria and the Netherlands have airport taxes and aviation taxes that range from about 30 euro to 42 euro. And even the United States has one. And as Aoife said there's a tax in the UK for a short haul. and then it's a longer or bigger charge for a longer haul flight. And that's the kind of way we need to be going. It's quite ridiculous that aviation doesn't really contribute to the tax base in the way that other transport fuels
what
do.
What about the argument that we're an island, Sife?
Well, this isn't prohibiting anybody from flying, you know.
It's just making it more expensive the more you do it.
What we're doing is we're broadening our tax base. We're creating some sort of a financial message that aviation comes with a climate impact. There's an environmental cost to this flight. It's very easy to calculate it. There are lots of tools and websites where you can actually look at the carbon impact of any kind of flight. And interestingly, it depends on whether it's short haul or long haul, because the higher up the aircraft goes in the atmosphere, the more climate damage it does. So it's not just the fuel that's burnt. There's other kinds of climate damages that aviation does by virtue of the water vapor and so on.
Okay.
And contrails. So the reality is that we can't ignore this. Aviation is a small part of the overall climate picture. It's not as
so you think we need something, some sort of frequent flyer levy. Stay with me, Si, for a few moments if you can. I just want to bring in some callers on this as well. 1800 453 106 is the number. Sheila's with me on the line. Sheila, are you a frequent flyer?
Yes. I've always loved to travel, and since I retired, I've been travelling quite a lot. But I also consider myself to be an environmentalist. So
You can be both.
You can be both, yeah. But so I'd be happy to pay a tax because I do think that we need to be paying a lot more attention to the environment. I think the fact that we're an island nation does actually make us more likely to have to take a flight to get anywhere, because going by ferries and that can take a long time, which, you know, we don't always have the time. But I also think that if that tax is levied, and I'd be very happy to pay it if it is, there needs to be some accountability for it. I mean, you know, paying a house to build a bicycle shed and that, I think, you know, there would need to be far tighter control, and if that money would need to be directed towards environmental causes. It would need to be ring-fenced. I would be very strongly about that.
And when you, just if you don't mind, Sheila, if you don't mind me asking, when you say you're a frequent flyer, would we be talking 4 or 5 flights a year or what, roughly?
Yeah.
Sorry, your line just dropped. About 4 or 5 flights, yeah, roughly.
4 or 5 flights a year, yeah, right. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. And are they short haul or are they transatlantic or...?
Well, this year I've had 2... long haul, and I've had 2 or 3 within Europe.
Mm. And what, Saeed mentioned the figure, we'll say, of €10. I don't know, is that €10 per flight? Is it €10 per return ticket? Should it be €10 in long haul and €20 in transatlantic? Like, what would you be prepared to pay for the more flights you do?
Well, that's hard. I don't really know. I mean, 10, 20 euros even, I think. You know, as long as it's not going to break the bank and stop me travelling, I'd be happy to pay it.
But see, I wonder, is that the purpose, though, Saeed, of this levy? Is that it will become a deterrent for people to fly more? Is that not the point of it?
Well, it's unlikely to deter most people simply because, as you mentioned at the outset, we're an island nation and it's hard to get to many places. People have become used to the opportunity of being able to fly to many airports throughout Europe at prices that are relatively affordable. And, you know, I don't think that behaviour is going to dramatically change. So what you're doing with financial instruments like this is you're changing it at the margin. So you will deter some trips, or you might discourage people from taking more expensive flight options. I would suggest a charge applied to each leg of the trip, obviously. That's important because the carbon impact comes with each leg, not just on one. And the other thing to say is that hypothecation, or actually dedicating the revenues in with the climate fund, that's where the carbon tax revenues go, would be very important. And that's exactly the kind of accountability that we need to have with any kind of new tax like this. These things, people always resist them. People find it irritating. They hate paying more for anything. And I understand that. It's totally predictable what the reaction would be.
Yeah. But oh, there's loads of people getting in touch, as you said yourself, as you can well imagine. But Sheila, you are prepared. You're happy to pay some kind of levy. You'll pay something.
Yes.
You will. Okay. Let me bring in Louis. Louis's with us. Would you pay are you happy to pay a frequent flyer levy, Louis? The more you fly, the more you'll be charged.
Absolutely not. And the reason is, it's not that I'm anti-global warming, etc. It's because we are the highest taxed country in the world. It came out last week, OECD, we're the highest taxed. We also collect 5 billion every year in green taxes. And unfortunately, and that lady had a good point in fairness, that it should be dedicated towards improving the roads and the structure and everything else. And this is not happening. I'm on the road all day, every day, and it's getting worse and worse and worse because they are not investing in infrastructure.
So while you don't want to pay this levy, frequent flyer levy, you think that any money that is made from something or comes from something like this, it should be ring-fenced to go back into the transportation area?
Absolutely, because otherwise it just goes into general taxation and gets lost.
Oh, sure, gets swallowed up in something else, yeah.
Correct.
But, you know, even, you know, a lot of people will pay to pick their seat, Louis. You know, they might pay, I don't know, $4.99 or something in Ryanair to pick whatever, an aisle seat or whatever seat they want at the front or the back of the plane. Would you not even pay a fiver? Or
well,
10
look,
euro with a levy?
No, because the next thing is it's going to be 15, 20. It'll be like our house tax, which is the same, obviously. Starts off at a certain rate, and before you know it, it's 20, 30, 40, 50. But the point is, the lady this morning who was talking to Ciara Kelly mentioned that Ryanair makes 2 billion profit. But I can tell you, Ryanair will just add that on to the customer. They won't absorb that green tax. The customer will pay it. And I have family abroad, like lots of Irish people have family abroad. And, you know, they go out to see them, obviously, as much as they can. And it's, you know, it's expensive enough trying to do that. And it's also emotionally difficult,
I know,
your family being away. So I just feel it's the thin edge of the wedge. Then, but before you know it, it goes up and up.
Else.
And then we pay all this money and we don't see the results.
Yeah,
we don't see that on the ground. That's my big problem.
Yeah, Ryan aren't here with us now, but we don't know what to do with it. But I take your point. A lot of people listening today with family abroad like that, and like John in Sligo, he says, I don't drive, I cycle. I have chosen not to have children. I don't eat meat or dairy. Let's be fair here. I want to be able to fly off this island 4 times a year without paying extra tax. I have health issues. I need to travel to warmer climates, and I think we need to be fair in the discussion. A lot of people like that, Louis, like John and Sligo, you know, that want to get off the fly away.
Yeah. So, look, thank you very much for allowing me to contribute.
I'm sure delighted to have you. I think we've Kevin with us. Is Kevin on the line too? Kevin, will you pay a frequent flyer levy?
Hiya. I have no issue with paying something that I believe might improve the quality of life or the world in which we live in. But there's a simplistic argument all the time advanced in Ireland, which is, let's just throw a levy or a tax at the end user, the consumer. Let's not have a discussion around how the money is being wasted, around quangos and needless construction elsewhere. You know, like, this is what really frustrates me. I have a son in America. Am I going to see a day where it starts at 10 euro? And then the further you travel, the more you're going to pay. So if I go to the States...
if he's in LA, it'll be 100 euro in no time.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of nonsense that frustrates the hell out of me with the country. There's no joined-up thinking. This is quite flying to see. I wonder, is there a public appetite for taking additional charge? And as I say, I have no issue with paying a premium for something that might be for the public good. Mm. But in this instance, it's not thought out. It's just back of an envelope stuff. Oh, look, here's 5 billion. We could use that to retrofit 12,000 homes. Don't forget, 37% of all greenhouse gas emissions in Ireland are agricultural. Are we to put a tax on steaks, pork, lamb? Is that the next one? That we put a 10 euro levy on that? Because that's where this is going. Polluter pays principle. We're not using our heads, our government, and all sides of government. I'm not talking about the existing government. I'm talking about everyone in Dáil Éireann. Look for simplistic nonsense, and it generally ends up Joe Soper pay instead of actually sitting down collectively and saying, we have a problem with climate. We need to address this across every party, and we need to sit down together instead of finger-pointing. And that's what's going on here.
A lot of people very worked up, Saeb, about this. But I have to say, I would think the reaction now at a glance here from looking at WhatsApp today, people nearly evenly divided about whether or not they'd pay this frequent flyer levy.
Yeah, well, I mean, understandably, people don't like tax increases. That's just a given, right? So I think anybody proposing any kind of a levy will have to justify it on the grounds of environmental necessity, and that it's fair and that it's proportionate. So a lot of work needs to be done to make sure that, it ticks all those boxes. So we have an entity in the government called the Tax Strategy Group, and they produce papers and they model things and they look at different types of revenue raising that can be done. And I think that this is something that should go to them for their consideration. It should be considered in the context of the Climate Action Plan. And don't forget that we are heading for $26 billion in fines. And you can think of that as a tax as well, because that's going to be passed back to us as well. So if we continue to delay to take action to reduce our emissions across the economy, and that gentleman is completely right, 37% comes from agriculture, this tax is something we're going to pay via the fines. Now, aviation at the moment is treated differently. It does get a free pass. We're not paying our way, and we're not paying excise duties, we're not paying VAT, and we're not paying for the climate and environmental impact. And even though I share the same concerns as everybody else, I have relatives abroad. Last year I had two of my daughters
abroad. I do really feel,
abroad.
If I know, I feel safe for Kevin and Louis like that, you know, with family abroad.
Of course. But the point is that we all live on the same planet. Just because we have relatives abroad that we want to see and we want to see them affordably doesn't mean we're going to be less impacted by climate change. It's coming for all of us. So we have to work together to try to find a fair way to spread the burden of climate mitigation. And aviation is just an area that shouldn't be left out of the picture. It should be like we kind of given up, I suppose, arguing about excise duty and other taxes on fuels. But aviation has been left out of all of that. And so the argument that's being made is that we should extend the current approach we take, which is there for good revenue raising, and for environmental reasons, we should extend it to aviation. It shouldn't be exempt. And I think that's very reasonable. And I think it's possible to design these kind of levies in a way that aren't unduly unfair to anyone.
Well, I think that's going to be the tricky bit, isn't it, Kevin? It's your concern is, you know, is around the sort of equal or the equality, fairness for everybody.
Hello. Hi. Sorry. I wasn't sure if I was still there. Look, we saw levies for insurance companies back in the, was it 70s, which lasted until the 90s, you know, temporary levies and stuff like that. And, you know, as sure as apples grow on trees, we're going to see a levy going in, which then suddenly becomes a bigger levy and a bigger levy. And Saeb is right. I would agree with her that if we're going to have a conversation, let's have a conversation. But this is where it gets tricky. You know, public discourse and public views are often completely sidelined for greater vested interests. And I'd love to see a situation whereby people could actually contribute and outline why it is they would have reservations or concerns. Because too often these decisions are made in isolation and in a dark room.
Yeah. Listener says, I'm a frequent flyer and more taxes and levies like this is strongly making me consider moving abroad. Ireland is all tax, tax, tax. Another listener says, it's a brilliant idea, giving the government another reason or chance to charge us another tax on top of all of the other taxes we're already paying. It's absolutely nuts. Another texter tells me the airports in Ireland are owned by the government, so if we pay tax to them, we pay it to the government anyway. Airport tax is already a payment to the government. Paul makes the point he thinks vans, hauliers, buses, taxis, ships, I assume trains all pay tax on fuel. A minimum of 10% on aviation fuel should be applied. And Patrick in Ballybrack says, unfortunately, everyone that's so-called environmentally friendly always screams taxes, levies and financial penalties. But no one ever mentions where is our green money going to in the first place. We're already paying green taxes, surely. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Saeb O'Neill, Sheila, Louis, Kevin, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.